Joined now on the air by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And Mayor, Happy New Year, and how did the town get through the storm?
Happy New Year to you, Aaron, and everyone out there. It was just cold. wow. So we had generally came through pretty well, and in town, streets are pretty much clear. There's still, you got to be careful of those patches where there's some melting or shade. There'll be these random icy patches. But for the most part, in town, out in the countryside, there's still some ice out there. So I think they did probably the right thing, an abundance of caution to close the schools. Sort of two issues with this sort of cold and this little bit of snow that we got. One was, of course, the roads. And give credit to our crews who really focus on just what can we do to make the roads better for traveling. It's our general rule that we don't plow the roads until there's at least 2 inches of snow. But I think the guys looked at the type of snow and said that we got to scrape this off before it starts getting packed down, and went out and tried to scrape it down even when there was only like an inch or an inch and a half on it, and then kept salting it a little bit through the weekend in town. And of course, the town's only responsible for the in-town roads, and that's kind of difficult for folks to sometimes understand, because a lot of the main roads through town, and certainly the roads out in the county, are all handled by DOT. Yep. And that's true for Chapel Hill and Carborough as well.
So that was the second issue. Oh, yeah, go for it. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say the second issue was because of the ongoing cold, was pipes breaking. And we had, water lines were breaking. I think we had three in the course of a couple of hours. It happens a lot right at the beginning when it turns cold and the ground shifts, and we're wondering if there's going to be, as the ground warms up, suddenly you'll get some movement in the ground. There might be another few of them. So we had a number of emergency calls. So just keeping the roads clear and being able to respond to emergency leaks and the water lines is the main thing that our folks have been trying to work on.
So all things considered, was the cold more of a problem, or was it actually the snow?
Well, I would say the cold.
Yeah.
The snow is just such a very dusting, and if you attended the snow, I was able to take a broom in about 2 minutes, do my entire car and walkway, because it was just it was so powdery, it was just very easy to move. But it's that cold just kept it down. And of course, as it melts, not creating ice as opposed to letting it evaporate. So that's been the cold has really been a real problem.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, snow we're on the other side of, the cold we're on the other side of for now, although still a couple of months left to go in winter. We got a meeting tonight of the Town Board of Commissioners, first one of the year, 7 p.m. at the Town Barn. What's on the agenda?
Well, we have ceremonials, and then we have business that we need to attend to. In the ceremonials, we will be giving employee milestone awards. This is a coin and a small gift to employees when they hit 5-year milestones. We have 14 different employees who will be anywhere from 5 years to at least two of them will be hitting their 20 years milestones. And so just a recognition. We do lots of customer service and innovation, so it's not all just about how long you've been an employee, but recognize people who stick with us a long time. We deserve some recognition. So that we'll be doing at the beginning of the meeting. We also have this wonderful tradition that we do now with our new police officers of doing their affirmation of their oath of office. So this evening, Officer Heather Blackwell will be doing her reaffirmation of the oath of office coming on board in our police department. And so that's always kind of just, I think, a very, very important step that we do for whoever happens to be there and for the board members to get to know our police officers. In terms of business, it's fairly light, knock on wood. Mostly, I'm not expecting a whole lot of discussion, but a couple big decisions. One is looking what we're going to do with our health insurance, perhaps moving from Blue Cross Blue Shield to a health insurance pool that with other municipalities, to see what we can do about sort of containing our health cost. And then the other one is being able to approve the financing for, it's a combination financing package. It's for the expansion of our reservoir and for the renovations of the town hall annex. And Aaron, I think maybe those are worth noting a little bit. 2018, this is the year that we need to expand the reservoir. We have a very good supply of water. We have an adequate supply now, but looking towards the future, the reservoir was designed 20 years ago to be expanded, and so we're moving on that under the current permitting, which is going to be the least expensive way to do that. We have been astonished at how much more expensive it was than projected, probably because of all the other construction that's happening around the state and around the United States, just with all the floods and hurricanes, that any kind of construction project is pretty big right now. So it was we're saying here's a big gulp, but we've got to do this financing package. This is just something that needs to happen. We are also working to do some renovations on the office building, so we have meeting space in on our town hall campus. And for those people who have been to a meeting at the town barn, you know there's no place in the room that you can actually see the entire board. And so it'll be nice when we can get some of those renovations done and have a much nicer meeting room for the public that really serves our purposes. And so those are the kind of things we're covering this evening.
And getting back to the reservoir, I know we've talked about the plans for growth in Hillsboro, not just business but population over the course of the next few decades. The town's planning on or projecting that it's going to be eventually doubling in size over the course of the next few decades. Does that mean the reservoir is going to have to double in size as well, or is it proportional in that sense?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's exactly doubling in size, but it is a substantial increase. And for those who were in town 25 and 30 years ago, they will remember that, you know, it can be really dicey in the summer. There was a drought in terms of having a water supply, and so the town invested in building a reservoir. And, you know, we're, of course, in a different basin than Chapel Hill and just about everybody else around it. So we're taking water from this headwaters of the Eno River. And the good news is this, we have with this the reservoir that was built in the late 1990s, you know, a very adequate supply. It was well planned so we could expand that reservoir. It's very clean water. It's very high quality. Feel like we manage it. Just the scale and scope is expensive. And so that's the same thing with this expansion. We know, in looking at the larger region, that there's, what, a million people probably in the next decade or so coming to the Triangle. And places like Pittsburgh are looking like, over the course of 10, 20, and 30 years, maybe a tenfold increase in population. We'll probably double in size. And the thing that's probably keeping it so we only double in size is the water and sewer capacity. So that's sort of keeping Hillsboro to the size that it is, just based on the amount of water. We have a nice modeling system for looking at how much water we're using, how much we expect to use, given on what development that has already been approved, and kind of knowing what the balance is. And so we try to monitor that and to ensure that even in a stage five drought, we would have adequate supply for everything that's in our area. But nevertheless, it is limited. So that's probably why the growth in Hillsboro ultimately will be limited.
Meeting tonight is at 7 p.m. in the town barn. HillsboroNC.gov for more information, including a full agenda. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens. And Mayor, before we let you go, I know a lot of upcoming events always in Hillsboro, but the big one is coming up in a week. It's the Martin Luther King Day March, right?
Yes, Martin Luther King. 1 week from today, there is been for over 20 years been a march up Church Street. Everyone is invited who would like to participate. Starts at 9 a.m. in the morning at the old courthouse. Usually there's hundreds of people who attend this. It's a what can I say, Aaron? It's a solemn and a festive event. I think people take it in the spirit that as intended, to recognize the accomplishments of the civil rights movement and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but also to recognize and to affirm we still have work to do in providing equity in our society. And so there's a march. It'll make a stop at Dixon Chapel and then go on for a service at Mount Bright Church. Again, everyone is quite welcome to attend 9 a.m. At the old courthouse. When I look at the weather, it seems like it will be chilly but sunny. So yep. I think it'll be a good day for the march.
I think we'll take it. All right. HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town government. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information about events and happenings in Hillsboro. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.